You know, we have been talking about the battle for this reconciliation plan. It's been pared down now, we're told, to $1.75 trillion, but that's still ridiculous. I mean, again, remember the American Rescue Plan, $1.9 trillion. And it was an emergency, we were told. We had to get this done to save America. And yet, for those receiving those federal dollars, you don't even have to have a plan on how to spend that money until 2024. A plan to spend it. You don't have to actually use or spend the money until 2026. It was such an emergency, you could spend years figuring out how you were going to squander that. Kurt Couchman is a senior fellow in fiscal policy for Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity's virtual radio row is here to stop Nancy Pelosi's multi-trillion dollar spending spree. But it looks like the most powerful man in Washington, Joe Manchin, might be able to do that. Kurt, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So give me an idea. I mean, we're watching it. The billionaire's tax looks like it's out. Paid family leave, that fell out sometime in the last few hours. Democrats are coming apart at the seams. They're angry with their own people. What do you make of it?
Well, this is what happens when you try to ram things through on a partisan basis. I mean, you mentioned that it could be up to $1.75 trillion, but the reality is it could be a lot more than that, except that some of the Democratic moderates are balking at that. They see the inflation that's happening in our economy, and they realize that their people are hurting. And some of them actually want to get reelected, and so they want to dial it down some. But yeah, you're right. It keeps changing by the minute. And it just seems like a party that's in disarray, and it's a process that's not serving the American people. It's serving special interests.
It's not serving anybody at the moment. Here's the thing, though. Joe Biden is heading off to Europe to do something. He doesn't know. Someone will have to fill him in later. And he's going to leave with this big victory. Nancy Pelosi said, we'll get a vote by the end of October. No, I don't think you will. This, of course, comes after she said there'd be a vote by September the 27th, which obviously didn't happen. But here you have Joe Manchin, who I have been saying since January is the most powerful man in Washington, holding the line on all of this crazy spending. But how much can he resist? And honestly, Kurt, if they just pare it back and say, well, we'll do it on a five-year calendar or a four-year calendar, so it only looks like it's $1.5 trillion, when really it expands over time to be $5, $10, $15 trillion. That'll be the shell game that gets played. What do you think?
Well, that's what we're watching for. There's a budget watchdog here in D.C. called the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, and they're doing really great analysis pointing out this timing gimmick that Democrats are trying to play with, where they'll have a program run for 1 or 2 years and then supposedly sunset. The thing is, if you do that, then you're hiding what the long-term cost would be. And the Democrats do want a lot of these programs to be permanent. They haven't been shy about it, but they're just trying to play the timing gimmick game for the purpose of CBO scoring.
Let me be clear, Kurt. They don't want some of these programs to be permanent. They want all of these programs to be permanent because their whole goal is to have as many people on the government check as possible. That's how they've done it since 1933. I mean, Social Security, Kurt, was never about being social or about anybody's security. It was about buying votes. I'm sorry to be so cynical, but that's it.
That's what they're doing.
They want these programs
to be permanent. Yep. And in fact, if you look at the last time Democrats held Congress in 2007, 2008, and then 2009, 2010, each Congress, they increased the long-term spending by the federal government by 1 percentage point of GDP, which is actually quite a lot. And they're trying to do it again and lock it in.
So what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, Joe Manchin is going to be offered a pile of goodies. Kyrsten Sinema doesn't seem to be too interested in a pile of goodies. She is an anomaly to them. They don't know quite. She's a Chinese puzzle. Hopefully that's not offending anyone. But they can't figure her out at all. And I don't care if that offends someone. That's silly. But you know what I'm saying? She's got them perplexed in a way that I haven't seen maybe ever. I kind of enjoy it.
Well, she perplexes me, too. I'm not quite sure what she's all about. But she seems to have some principles that she's sharing with other people kind of behind the curtain. And that's part of the problem, that we're not able to see deliberation in real time. It's all sort of in the back rooms. They're trying to make deals. And, yeah, Joe Manchin, he's going to walk away with something if they're able to get anything done. And I got to tell you, Steve, I am not convinced they're going to be able to get anything done, because if they placate Sinema and Manchin and Tester and the others that are hesitant about, you know, some of the big stuff, then you're going to start losing people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, AOC, the Squad, all those people. So they've got a really tight path to walk through. And it's not clear that they can with this reconciliation thing. And that would be great. That would be the best outcome for this country.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. John Tester of Montana should be somebody who stands up with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. But instead, when he was asked about it here recently, this is from the Missoulian from this week. When asked, Tester replied, "Are you crazy? Are you trying to get me shot? I'd never, ever want to be aligned with Joe Manchin." That's what the man said. "You want to get me shot for being aligned with..." Let me tell you something. Montana is every bit as conservative throughout most of the state as is West Virginia. There's no question about it. I used to live there. I visit regularly. I can tell you Montana is as deep red most of the place as West Virginia. And when Joe Manchin's asked about switching parties, it's a legitimate question. One that I have been talking about, by the way, since 2015. Joe Manchin should leave the Democrat Party. He's not really a Democrat. And if he's an independent, so be it. He can caucus with the Democrats. But the fact of the matter is, he is not a Democrat, not in the sense of the word for today's politics, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. And I'm from Pennsylvania, so I remember Arlen Specter switching the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've been there. And in fact, as you look at all of this, let me just ask you this, Kurt, and I know that maybe this is a little bit, but as I look, I see Republicans picking up New Hampshire, Georgia, Arizona, maybe Nevada. These are Senate seats because of this disarray of the Democrat Party. But the concern to me is that they put through some bill, 1.5, 1.75, whatever it is, that is here to stay, that is a legacy and a bad one for Joe Biden that we can't get rid of. I mean, as Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing to immortality is a government program. I'm paraphrasing, but
that's right.
I'll let you give the last word here.
Yeah, you're right. We can't afford it. The deficits right now are already $1 trillion a year. Even if Congress does nothing more, if they just, you know, basically pass a long-term continuing resolution and go home, don't do this reconciliation, don't do the infrastructure, don't do anything else like that, we're still talking about a $1.1 trillion deficit this year and heading towards $2 trillion by the end of the decade. We've got programs that are going broke, Social Security, Medicare, the Highway Trust Fund, which they're trying to bail out. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah,
we need to get the spending under control. We can't keep adding to it.
100% true. For fiscal year 2021, we set a record of income from taxes, $4.1 trillion, and spent $6.8 trillion. So for that one fiscal year, $2.7 trillion was the deficit for a single fiscal year. It's devastating. Kurt Couchman, greatly appreciate you being here. I've got to run. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, greatly appreciated. From Americans for Prosperity, there you have it. Quick break. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk more about the economy on The Steve Huber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.